Welcome to Beyond the Book here at 92.1 WGHN, where each week we sit down with our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. We talk about what's going on at the library, the LDL. And Chelsea, what's happening this week?
Well, I have to get a little housekeeping out of the way. That way people know. So as usual, we are closed for Coast Guard Friday, August 1st, and Saturday, August 2nd. It's always crazy whenever we have Coast Guard going on and we share the parking lot with the Masons, which then becomes paid parking. So it's just, it's better for us to close whenever that always happens. So if you need any holds or anything while we are closed, you can use one of our holds lockers to pick up any of your items if you are trying to make it that weekend.
Okay.
Other than that, we have some fun events going on, as always. This is so fun. I don't know if you ever heard of this. Do you know about tiny art?
Tiny art.
So it's like a tiny canvas that's like maybe just like a few inches.
Oh.
And they'll even have like a little like tiny thing for it to sit on.
Oh.
And you use like little tiny palettes and stuff. It's super adorable.
Okay.
We have for teens and tweens and for adults.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both on July 22nd. For teens and tweens is 2 to 3. And then for adults is 6 to 4.
Hmm.
You can decorate your own 4x4, so tiny canvas with paint, markers.
4 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decorate your own 4x4 canvas with paint, markers, or collage, mm-hmm. and you can leave your masterpiece to be displayed at the library for our mini art show, or take it home to enjoy. They're also really fun for, like, desks.
Oh.
All supplies are going to be provided. Just bring your creativity and have fun. Registration is required, because it's limited to 30 people, but I know that we still have stuff, slots open for it.
Okay.
So definitely check, make sure you register. Next we have on July 25th from 1 to 2, the Critchlow Alligator Sanctuary.
Oh.
So we're welcoming everyone to join us for a wild experience with the Critchlow Alligator Sanctuary. They can meet live reptiles, learn cool facts, and discover how incredible reptiles live. This event is perfect for kids and families to explore the wonders of wildlife. And you know what? I feel bad about it. I didn't write where this is located. I'm not 100% sure this is at the library.
Oh.
This might be somewhere else. So definitely check online and see where this is. But it's July 25th from 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
People who remote work. So if you work from home or, you know, maybe you work at like coffee shops. If you're like a studying student or something for the summer and you need a quiet place, we say skip the coffee shop, head to your favorite public library. You can enjoy fast, secure Wi-Fi and quiet public areas in our lower level or our Brooks Media Center. And that's, once again, the place with all the vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
You can have, if you'd like, we have the vinyl listening station, so mm-hmm. you could throw on some old vinyl, do your work. Whether you're working remotely, studying, or need a focused space, we've got you covered. And without any purchase necessary.
Mm.
So just letting people know that we have those spaces. You know, people know the library is like quiet spaces, you know, for like reading or something, but also for remote work because we've got that Wi-Fi.
And you have one more thing going on at the library, and it involves origami.
Origami. Yes. So we have a project right now this summer where we're trying to, as a community, fold 1,000 origami cranes. We're doing this. In Japanese culture, cranes represent long life and good fortune. And there's a tradition of folding 1,000 cranes that is believed, like, if you are able to do 1,000, it brings some kind of blessings. It was popularized by a young girl who was affected by the Hiroshima bombings, who she started folding cranes while battling leukemia.
Mm.
And now it kind of evolved, and today people fold them as symbols of peace and healing and strength. So we're doing it as like a fun big community project, trying to hit 1,000. And so you can come to the library in the atrium. You can learn how to fold them step by step. We have video and also paper instructions and the origami paper for you.
Mm.
And then we've had some people who take some home. So feel free to take it home and then bring them back to us to add to the display. It's really cool. It's this giant like plexiglass big like box
thing.
And you can drop them in it and they are slowly accumulating more
cool.
and more
cool.
And our goal is to know, everybody come together to do this and fold our way to 1,000 to turn these simple sheets of paper into a powerful message of collective hope.
Chelsea, if people would like to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudatlibrary.org or follow us on Loud at District Library on all social media.
She's Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.